Breaking tradition. Perhaps no one knows how to keep her beauty better than Midge Maisel. The leading character in the 2017 US TV series, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. In order to always look perfect for her husband, Maisel goes a long way to preserve her appearance. She doesn't take off her makeup until after her husband falls asleep, and she measures her waist and legs every day to keep track of her body shape. Yet still, her husband leaves her for another woman, his secretary. But Maisel, a housewife and mother of two young children, manages to pick herself up and finds her talent in being a stand-up comedian. But the story is set in New York City in the 1950s, a time when women were not expected to do stand-up comedy. But Maisel is fearless and soon wins herself a large audience. Her husband wants her back, but this time not because she looks perfect, but because she is unapologetically confident, said Rachel Brosnahan, who plays Maisel in an interview with E! News. At the Emmy Awards on the 17th of September, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel won big with 7 awards, including Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy Series for Brosnahan and Outstanding Comedy Writing for the show's writer and director, Amy Sherman-Palladino, who, by the way, is also a woman. One of the things I love most about this show is that it's about a woman who is finding her voice anew, said Brosnahan in her acceptance speech. It's something that's happening all over the country right now. Brosnahan was right. The story of Maisel is still relevant today. Women can still do stand-up now, of course, but they're still fighting in various other areas for the right to be treated the same as men. And many women are still thought to believe that appearance is more important for them than qualities such as independence, confidence, and knowledge. Even though we're now over half a century away from the 1950s, a world we thought we'd left behind. So, if there's one thing that we can learn from Maisel, it's her unapologetic confidence. When her husband asks her to get back together, she has shown the courage to say no. Good for her.